Church. Welcome everyone. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Welcome to those who are new. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are in this place. Have your way in this place. We worship your name. Oh, we worship your name, God. Oh, just give him a shout of praise. We worship your name, Lord. Oh, we praise your name. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We sing Ancient of Days. He is. Hallelujah. Together sing blessing and honor.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the ancients of days.
We sing from every nation.
From every nation, all of creation bow before the ancients
of days. To the top. We sing all blessing and honor.
Blessing and honor.
Blessing and honor,
blessing and honor,
glory,
glory and power be unto the ancient of days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before.
Let's do it again.
The ancient
we sing
of days.
A blessing and honor, Lord.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the ancient of days. All of creation bow before the ancient of days.
sorrow.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye to the pain.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye fear.
Bye-bye.
You are welcome here.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye failure.
Bye-bye.
You are welcome here.
Bye-bye.
I can hear you say.
Bye-bye.
I can hear you say.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye to the sorrow.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye to the pain.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye sickness.
Bye-bye.
You are welcome here.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye failure.
Fail. has never failed forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed forevermore.
Hallelujah. We give you a shout of praise, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You never fail. Hallelujah. We praise your name.
Anytime I call, you answer. Every door I knock, you open. Incredible God, incredible God, incredible God. You are incredible God, incredible. God, incredible God.
Hallelujah, sing it all together. Anytime, anytime, Lord.
Anytime I call, you answer.
Oh, anytime I knock.
Anytime I knock, you open. Incredible God, incredible God.
Possibility specialist, you see them in heaven, you many of your fools do,
incredible God.
You are, you are,
you are incredible God, incredible God. You're an incredible God, incredible God, incredible God.
We're going to sing it again. Extraordinary strategist, you are Lord.
Extraordinary strategist,
you're the impossible. Hallelujah.
Impossibility specialist. You see that in heaven, you many as your footstool, incredible God.
We sing that again. You are the extraordinary strategist, Lord.
Extraordinary strategist.
Oh,
impossibility specialist. You see.
Incredible God. we're going to sing. Anytime I call, Lord, anytime. Anytime I call, you answer. Any door I knock, Lord.
Any door I knock, you open. Incredible God. Incredible God. Incredible God.
Oh, yes, you are, you are.
You're an incredible God.
Can you say he's the incredible God in my life? Hallelujah. Say it like you mean it. He is the incredible God in my life. Say he is the impossibility specialist. I invite you in my life now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the extraordinary strategist. Say he is the extraordinary strategist in my life. If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. 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 Where the presence of the Lord fills this place, may you stay focused and enjoy it. In the name of Jesus. Well, thank you, worship team. God day, everyone. We're going to pray for our children. Apostle sends his love. I was already in the car when he called briefly. He's going somewhere, so he just said he thought he'd be able to be in the service, but he can't. So he's needed somewhere else. So praise the Lord. Pastor Henry and Pastor Paul are going to help me lay hands on the children. So Pastor Henry will start from this end, Pastor Paul from this other end. So while the rest of you can stretch your hands, let us pray for our family and our children. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Children, move back a little so they have room. I don't know if they can have enough room to touch you or move closer. So, yeah, I think you're good. You can move closer to the edge so it's easier for them to touch you. So they're just going to touch you and that's it. Touch and move. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this mighty and glorious day that you have given to us. Another day to praise the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, we are thankful. We are appreciative. We give you praise. Many did not make it to today, but you gave us opportunity to see another day. To say thank you, Lord, in the land of the living. We thank you for our families, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, their spouses, their seeds, and all those who love this ministry and partners of Glory and Peace. We just pray for every one of them. From age 120 plus to zero form, we pray for every one of them, those in seed form, those in the womb, every decade of life, those walking the earth. Minister grace to everyone from age 120 plus to zero form in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless them. They will live healthy, strong, vibrant, walking, and knowing that the God of miracles is their portion. Fill them with your Holy Ghost. May they walk with you, know you, love you. And those that are sick, we declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those who have incurable diseases, may the Spirit of the living God, the incredible specialist, fix them now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Almighty God, for answers, solutions, victorious week, healthy life, and magnify your name because we say Jesus is Lord. Children, can you say Jesus is my Lord? Amen. All right, bless you. See you later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we welcome you, we accept you, and we say, have your way in our lives, our families, our city, our nation, in this congregation, and those hearing the sound of my voice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to read any loss of time this morning. So we're going to read a scripture from Matthew 6. Not all of it. Read all of it at your own time, but we're going to read a part of it. So let's go to verse 9. There's something you should be familiar with in your life. This is when the disciples didn't know how to pray. They say, Jesus praying all the time. Say, teach us to pray. And he taught them this. So this is part of what you should know in your family. All right, let's read. We're not doing all of it. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Somebody say amen. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Say amen. Amen. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. But Jesus didn't stop there, so there's a caveat to this prayer. So it's 14. We'll do 14, 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Have you forgiven all those who hurt you all week? If you haven't done that now, just release them by saying, I forgive them. Say amen. And sometimes you have to forgive yourself. Some of you carry guilt and you just play them again. Only you playing that movie to yourself. Nobody knows that movie. You know the beginning and the end of that movie. Delete it now by forgiving yourself. The Lord has forgiven you. Say amen. Somebody say, bad movies in my mind are deleted. If you believe that, say a big amen. 15, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So God can only release you when you release others. That's what it says here. It didn't say God will forgive you first. We already asked the Lord to forgive us, but when we practice sin, we must release others. Say amen. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. Let us rise and pray. Like, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us, pouring your everlasting love upon us. We receive this prayer that you have taught us. that we will continue to magnify your holy name. In this prayer, every word, every sentence, every line is just a topic of how we can pray. So, Lord, teach us how to pray. You have given us the highlight of how to do it and the headline of how to do it. But, Lord, the filling in the blank, teach us and teach our spirit and our mind and our tongues to run with the prayer you have taught us. In the name of Jesus. If you wanted us to pray so many other eloquent prayers, you would have taught them more. But you gave them the headline of all prayers that we can pray. So, Lord, teach us how to pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all our lives, our families, our friends, even those that are going through difficulties right now, minister grace to them. Especially those that are asking you to heal them. Heal, restore, and make them whole. Visit them, Lord. Have mercy on them, O God. Deliver them from all evil. Deliver them from the claws of the enemy. Deliver their families. Deliver their caregivers. Deliver everyone, O God, who's connected, feeling the pain of one another. You always say, bear one another's burden. But we're not to carry it. We release them back to you. We carry all this burden and all these problems. We release them back to you, the solution, the answer to every need. We receive answers and solutions. We receive divine health, divine peace, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, whatever the issues are in every home, visit the homes of families. Touch them, Lord. Let them turn around. The part they need to do, let them do it. And the part you have to do, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus, teach our spirit to yield and to surrender to your will. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, God, for Apostle Assis in the mission field. We thank you for the mighty works you're doing. When he comes back, he's going to tell us the testimonies. I've been privileged to some of them, but Lord, he will tell the people of the goodness of God. Father, we pray now that you be with him, strengthen him, refresh him, and let your word continue to flow out of his mouth to the people of God as you draw your people into your kingdom. You're drawing all your families back home to where they belong. Father, we pray for our families here, our church here. We pray, oh God, that you minister grace to everyone. In the name of Jesus, strengthen everyone. Cause them to know you. Cause them to love you. Cause them to walk with you. Father, we pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, oh God, to your people. Thank you for your mighty works. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the deliverer of Israel. You are the deliverer of God's people. Remember your everlasting covenant you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you that you fulfill your promises. Your promises are yes and amen. And they are at work right now. And they are working in our lives as covenant people grafted through the blood of Jesus. Lord, we receive the same blessing you have allocated. In the name of Jesus, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Lord, we bless the nation of Israel, the nation of Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Senegal, Mali, and Bogota of Colombia. In the name of Jesus, minister grace to your people, Lord. Cause them to come to you, every nation and every isle of the sea, and every First Nation where people are calling upon the name of the Lord, visit your people. Let revival fire start and let it continue to move that more we run to the Lord and be ye saved. In Jesus' mighty name, be in our service this morning. Touch every life here. Bless your people. Meet all the need of Glory and Peace Church. Meet the need of God's people, those hearing the sound of our voice. Meet all the financial need, all the health need, all the influence need, all the people need. We pray, oh God, that you continue to draw more people to your house. In the name of Jesus, Let the word of the Lord come with grace, favor, power, and healing and deliverance and restoration and wholeness. In Jesus' mighty name, take all the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Well, all the things we have to pray for all week are always listed. So that's for you to do that. I just pray some things as my spirit moves on that. All right? So, but the list for you to follow is listed, and you can continue with that all week. Amen? All right. How are we all doing? Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to have a God day today. Not only today, all the time. Hallelujah. Because they say, why it's called today? So every day is now. Amen. So in the now, I'm going to have a God day, and God's going to minister to me. Say, Lord, minister to me. Transform my life and make me special. Well, we're already special, but we're saying we should make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite topics today, you know. So every word of God is my favorite, but I have some favorite. Praise the Lord. I've not talked about this for a while, but we'll go into it. So it's a topic of faith, you know. So the Bible said the just shall do what? Live by faith. So are there just people here today? So you live by faith. This is how we live. So we want more of this in our life. How to operate by faith. Amen. I know how much we'll cover because I love the word of God. And when I just go on, I just go on and on and on. So, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I always say the word of God is yummy. It's more delicious than any cheesecake. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I forgot cheesecake for a long time. I don't think I've had one, so praise the Lord. Oh, God is good. Hallelujah. Well, don't be so sad. Sometimes just learn to laugh and be happy. Amen? Yes. When you know the devil can't take your laughter because he loves to see you miserable, crying, angry, frustrated, fearful, dejected. So do the opposite. Amen. When you do the opposite, he just gets so mad, he leaves you alone. Just say, I'm out of here. This is the wrong atmosphere. So create the atmosphere of joy for yourself. Say amen. If you don't know how to laugh and be happy, if you have a mirror in your house, everybody have. If you don't have one, go to Walmart. You can get one for like $10. Praise the Lord. Just look at it and laugh. Make faces and laugh. Laugh and be joyful. And he's going to scram. You don't need to tell him to scram. He scrams. Because joy is a weapon against him. Hallelujah. Laughter is a weapon against him. Scram. Hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High God. Do you know the one that made the heavens and the earth is your father? Is your daddy? How should you be walking every day? You are a king and you are a queen. You are not a burden carrier. Your head should not be going down like this, except you are bowing before the King of Glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. God said, lift up. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Your head should be lifted. Walk with your face up, not shame. Shame is not your portion. Fear is not your portion. Glory is your portion. Joy is your portion. Goodness of God is your portion. And it's my portion. Say amen. You start that way. There's no room for Oslo food. I'm allergic to this place. He moves. create an allergic situation for him by blessing the name of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah to the living God. All right, faith. So Hebrews 10:38, we're going to move. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 38. You can just take it up for me. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. So, say, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it. So, because we are the just that live by faith, we must learn how to live by faith. So, now we'll go to Hebrews 11. I'm going to do 1-3. You can do the whole chapter at your own time. It's called the hallmark of faith. So all the heroes of faith are all listed there. So praise the Lord. How they overcame, how they lived on the earth, and what they did to overcome the situations that they faced. Hebrews 11 say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith has substance. Amen? Faith is not nothing. There's a tangible stuff inside faith. So we'll try our best to get to that today. Amen? Things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there are evidence, there's substance. Faith has substance. It has evidence. Huh? It has things. You've not seen it, but they are real. Hallelujah. So faith is a reality. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, this is how we live. We live by having things that are not seen, but they're going to be made manifest. That is the realm you live. You don't live in McDonald's now. Yeah, we have it now, but not that kind. You don't want that one. You want the reality of God to be made manifest in your life. Say amen. Verse 2. Say, for by it the elders obtained a good report. So the whole of chapter 11 tells you about the elders. Amen? Some of them that were listed, they obtained a good report. They did not overcome it by going to a psychiatrist, by going to a psychologist, by going to So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They went direct to God. And they held on to God. It doesn't matter what. It has not changed. We are humans. The things that you are dealing with is not new. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. So you are not facing anything new. Praise the Lord. You are going to overcome. Somebody say, my history is changing now. For good. Say amen. Say they obtain. Somebody say, I'm going to also obtain good report. Verse 3. Say, through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Things which you see are not made of the things which do appear. Where? Somebody look at your hand. Is that something you can see? So, but the thing that made your hand is not what you think it is. Praise the Lord. The flower, the chair, you name anything in this world that you see. None of them are made by what you think is made. We just give them names. We say it's cloud, we say it's rain, we say it's sun, we say it's moon, we say many things. We have to give name to identify what we are saying. God gave name to things so that we can identify them. We name things. When you are born, a name is given to you, so we identify this is you. Amen? But the things that made you, it's not those things. The one that made you is God. I think I taught a series before called Word Made. So you need to put that or go back and get that for yourself. Everything that made you is God. And everything you are going to get is going to come from God. Amen? Everything you're going to do is going to come from God. Learn to depend on Him. People don't like you depending on them. If you depend on people, they drop you right away. Say, stop bugging and nagging me. You know, or stop calling me or disturbing me. But God is never tired of your voice. May you call upon the name of the Lord. Say amen. Somebody say, I'll call upon Him. So the things you see. So when you are believing God for something, so for instance, you are sick or you have a pain, you have a headache, you are saying, God, I want this headache gone. But the more you say it, what happens? The head hurts. It's like there's a jackhammer drilling your brain. Then the more you pray, it just goes worse. And what do most people do? They quit. They take all the medication and still not working. They drink all the water and still not working. They do whatever they can to just get that pain, to leave them. But you must never stop calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So you call on Him and say, headache, be gone. You command the headache to leave. You don't keep saying, my headache. So keep it. You are saying, my headache, and you're asking God, God, my headache. Which one do you want? You should be saying what? Be healed. But before you say be healed, say get out of here because something entered. You want that thing out. The Bible calls it the fiery darts of the enemy. So the enemy shot a dart at your head. Pull that dart out. Say amen. Pull it out. Maybe shot it at your kidney or your any part of your body. Pull it out. The symptom will still be there every day trying to tell you, you are not free from this thing. We are going to be here. But you're going to say, I'm not a free boarding house for you. I'm the landlord here and I'm kicking you out. Get! Yes, no squatters. Move! You begin to tell it to do what? Leave. But what do we do? We say, oh, my hip, my whatever. Sometimes, you know, even me, I forget sometimes, then I catch myself, I say, hey, get. Command them to leave. Command them to leave. Command them. He said, the just shall live by faith. We're talking about how God wants us to live. Amen? Now let's go to God and see how He does things. Hallelujah. Actually, I said I'll read up to 3. Let's read up to verse 6 so we can move out of here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 4, Hebrews 11:4. It said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testified of his gifts, and by it, being dead, yet speaketh. Praise the Lord. So Abel is known for giving to the Lord. Well, the brother did him in. Verse 5. So I'm not going to park there. So his blood is still speaking. Can you imagine? That's the first time we saw somebody dies and their blood is still alive. Buried and gone, but blood is still alive. Why? Because life is in the blood. Praise the Lord. That tells you blood never dies. We go quiet again. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't make that up. Read your Bible. You can read that in chapter 4 of Genesis. We're not going there now. Praise the Lord. Then the Bible says the blood of Jesus speak better things than that of Abel. So the blood of Jesus never died. Praise the Lord. And you have blood in your system? Yes, when the person died, we bury them, they turn to dust. Now, this is logic. Logic is saying they are dust. Right? Powder. The There's no blood there. It's gone. But it's there. It's there. You know, when we came to this city, we came here over 40 years ago. Actually, May 1st is going to be exactly 43 years that I've stepped in this land here. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord said, so we were praying about this whole place. And as we were praying, the Lord started revealing and showing different spots where there are different things. And he now showed us one of the places. There are many places he showed. I'm just going to use this as part of what I'm talking about now. So we were driving, and then the Lord showed me, and then we now drove. I said, this is the place. So between Jefferson, around Jefferson there, and Maine, somewhere around that whole area there, all I could see was blood everywhere. So the Lord said there were massacre here. Well, mind you, I'm a new immigrant. I have no idea about your history or whatever has happened, but I was seeing it. So when I say, oh, this is a strategic location, God wants to cleanse this place. The blood was still speaking. The blood was still showing up and saying, this is the history. This is what has happened here. They killed so many people here. And the blood field was there. But you look down, there's nothing like blood. The rain has come. The snow has come for a long time. But it's there speaking and crying for justice. We now had to pray and say, Lord, have mercy. Cleanse this land. Deliver this place. Blood of Jesus, override this blood. This blood cry. Just telling you, blood doesn't die. The things which you see are not made of the things which appear. You just see it. You call it blood. You just see it. But there's a spirit. Hallelujah. The spirit of that blood is alive. So we ask for mercy. Bible says, by truth and mercy will iniquity be purged. We had to declare that there and move on. Praise the Lord. Another place he showed was the fox. The fox wasn't like this. We went there. And actually, you went with us. We were going, praying. It was just bush and nothing there. Wild. And God said, this also is a trading place. We were not here. Not read a book. Not seen anything, but the Holy Ghost knows. Somebody said, the Holy Ghost knows. Every detail of what is happening on earth is already written and recorded. And God can show what he needs to show because it's necessary. And we started praying at the fox and begin to clean that place. That was before Berlin Wall came down and all of that. And God fixed it. Cleanse the place. And it's a place where families come to gather, to enjoy. But it was a wilderness that God has restored. May God restore our lives. Restore this city. Our legislative building was another spot. God began to show different places. Then, and God said, he's going to raise the people in this land. Told us many churches are going to come. Then there was no Pentecostal church. We had mostly Mennonite churches. Praise the Lord. One Pentecostal, called Emmanuel Pentecostal. That was it. Well, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. So the point is, what did I say? Blood never dies. Remember, you read it in Hebrews. The things which appear are not made of the things which you think. May God provide what you need in the name of Jesus. Did I finish the sixth one? Oh, five. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had not translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. If you begin to please God, your desire and your speech is going to come to pass. Enoch was pleasing God and saying, I'm not going to die. That's what he was doing every day. He's walking with God and say, God, I'm not going to die. I'm going to please you in every decision. In the way I think, the way I act. I'm going to please you. That was Enoch's testimony. Enoch was not just translated. You know, when we were little, say there was somebody in Sunday school that never died. His name is Enoch. We all say, oh, I don't want to die. I don't want to be buried in the ground. But we never, nobody taught you the meaning. How? But here, the word of the Lord. We were in New York many years ago, ministering. And the Lord said, this is why Enoch never died. He showed this to me. And I said, wow, your testimony. What are the things you are believing in your life? They shall surely come to pass. You don't just say temporarily. You live in it. They just live by faith. You live in it. You live in the faith of God. He lived by saying, I'm not going to die. Is that not in your Bible? And God took him. While he was speaking, God was hearing him. And God honored his word. May you speak the things that God will honor. May they come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Your words are powerful. Spend time saying what you need only and what you want. In the name of Jesus. So when sickness is ravaging your body, you can go like Enoch and say, well, sickness, you can stay here. You know, I'm going to live, but I'm not going to continue to live in this pain. Pain, get. 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 In the name of Jesus. Leave my body. Because the Bible says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God likes to dwell in you. Hallelujah. Verse 6, but without faith. Yeah, this is why I told us to get up to 6. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. Who is the him? God. For he that cometh to God must what? Believe that he is. Not was. He is right now. It's not God, where are you? So when you are saying God, where are you? You are saying was. You can say, God, I know you are here with me. That he is. So believe that he is. That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you must be diligent. You must consistently. You must continue to press in and begin to believe him for what you need. Say you believe. So you believe he is now. And he's coming through for me now. Not tomorrow. Not 10 years. Now. He said he is. Tomorrow is he's going to. But now is he is. Someone said, I believe now. I believe God is. That's why he revealed himself to Moses. Say, I am that I am. It's not I was that I was. Yes, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Before he made anything, he was God. And he is God. And after making all things, he's still God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see how God does this thing. Praise the Lord. He's not telling you to do something different. So verse 3 told you to frame. We understand the elders got a report, good report. Through faith, we understand what? That the walls were what? Framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Praise the Lord. So nothing is nothing. Many things are happening when you speak. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1, verse 2 and 3. Hebrews 1, verse 2 and 3. Heart, talking about God, verse 1, you can read that. Sometimes when you read from the middle, it looks kind of funny. So let's do verse 1 to 3. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. So you know who's speaking here. Verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 1. And in this last day spoke unto us by his son. Who is his son again? What's his name? Jesus. Whom he had appointed heir of all things. Hallelujah. So an heir is the owner of things. So all things. All things means what? Some things or all? That's including me. Right? Including your job, including your family, including your life, including your health, including your wealth, including your country, your nation, your city, anything, you name it, all things. Heir of all things. By whom also he made the worlds. So what, remember, the things that appear are not made of the things which you think. So what is the ingredient that God used in making things? You just read it. Good morning. Shalom, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come along. Don't travel somewhere. Just travel with what I'm saying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May God quicken our understanding and quicken us speedily in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, whom he had appointed heir of all things. All things. All things. By whom also he made the worlds. All the worlds and his contents. By whom? So, what is the ingredient? What is the ingredient again? See, you're not confident. I want you to be confident because you are praying and you don't know what you are praying and you don't know what you are doing. May you know what you are doing from now on. Say amen. So when you declare and decree, what you are doing works. Hallelujah. He's heir of all things, and God used him to make things. He is the ingredient. When we say ingredient, I will not say he's carrot and potatoes, but that's the one you understand. I said cheesecake earlier, and everybody got that. Not all countries or nations eat cheesecake. They don't even know what that means. Not all nations eat cheese. Someone say, oh my. Especially if that's your favorite food. Not all nations drink milk. Babies just drink from their mothers, and then after that, they don't drink milk again. So it's like, I'm shocked to lies. Don't limit your scope and your vision of how you see things, that's how it is. That's why we hook into God and look from God's perspective. Say amen. Yeah, some don't drink milk, and yet their bones are just fine. They don't go like this in old age. They still walk like this with full teeth. So the other things they are eating. Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is not your enemy, he's your friend. All things that you need, that needs fixing, you're going to need it. If he's the ingredient that God used, then you need him more than ever. That's why Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Are you alive right now? Some of you, if you're not sure if you're alive, pinch yourself. Someone say, I'm alive. Hallelujah. You need Jesus. So when we tell him, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior, what are you saying? Heir of all things is living in me. So anything I need, I go to the heir. Not only his heir of all things, he said, I want you to be my joint heir, my co-owner. You are co-owner, so you have a right to put a demand on what you need. Say, by him all things were made. Not only the world we are living in, all the worlds, both visible and invisible world. Somebody shout hallelujah. And this is the person that lives in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at John 1. John chapter 1, 1 to 5. John 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Did I finish? Did I do Hebrews 1, verse 3? Let's go back to Hebrews 1, verse 3, so we can put our meat in the right place. Amen? Praise the Lord. I did verse 2 with us, right? Who being this Jesus, who is he? Who being the brightness of his glory? Hallelujah. And the express image of his person. You'll never be able to see God, but if you see Jesus and you see the works he does and his words, you have seen the Father. Say amen. And upholding all things, he upholds all things. If your family is falling apart, who's going to uphold him? You say he upholds all things. Why don't you say, Jesus, I give you my family. Uphold them. I give you my life. Eh? Your life is falling apart. Say, Lord, I give you my life. He say he upholds all things. Say, Lord, uphold me and my family and all that I need. In Jesus' name, amen. So now you know when we ask in the name of Jesus, why we're always calling his name. He's the heir, he's the distributor, amen? God has authorized him. God owns everything, but he has authorized his son. Amen. By the what? How does he uphold things? The word of his power. The word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. So he's sitting, praise the Lord. We only know one time he stood up for Stephen when they were stoning Stephen to death because Stephen believed God to the very end. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus stood and said, that's my boy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Back to that John. John 1. 1 to 5. In the beginning was what? The Word. So he made everything we just read by the power of his Word. And he's not telling you who this power of the Word is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we don't doubt that anymore. He is the living Word. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. You know what our problem is? You've known some of these scriptures, how will I say it? Mentally. You need to capture the spirit of the word. Mental knowledge is good. It can only help you this much. You need the spirit to be quickened in you and electrify you from inside, and you can see it clearly. And once you see it clearly, it is yours. Say amen. And that's why a lot of people are bored in church. They heard the same words over and over. It has become a religious pill. It's like taking Tylenol that does not work on your body. May you take the word and eat it and digest it. You know, faith comes by what? Faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Faith is not accumulated somewhere. It comes as you are hearing the word or speaking the words. Someone say faith comes. So as you are hearing the word right now, faith is being what? Injected into you. And infused into you. And is doing stuff. It is doing it now. But what happened? We go, oh, I know that already. Bring it on next. Who's entertaining you? You didn't come for entertainment. You are meeting with the Holy God. When you hear the word of God, you are hearing God. You're not hearing the speaker. Hear the word of the Lord. Say amen. But somebody has to say it. Say, how will they know except somebody is sent? It has to be sent. It has to be lodged out. Say amen. Hallelujah. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things. Here's our all again. I hope you've been taking note of all the all you have been hearing. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So when God was making you, making your hair, your eyeball, your nose, every part of you, Jesus was right there. The ingredient was being put inside you. Is that in your Bible? All things were made by him. And without him. Somebody say, without him was not anything made that was made. So how do you think you're going to survive in this earth realm without Jesus? Everything that made you, he said nothing was made without him. He was right there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory of God is in this house. May you receive what is coming to you now. Every cell in your body, every bone, every blood, every sinew, every fiber, every organ, he was right there. Your family, your home, your place, everything, anything that's been made, he was right there. The heavens, the earth, everything, he was right there. The waters, everything, Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, you get to a point, you don't have any more expression, you just shout. You shout and give him glory. And this is the person that says, I want to live inside you. I want to be your Lord. So when he's in you and something is going wrong, say, Jesus, this is not the plan you had. You didn't approve this. Jesus, you didn't approve this. Get out of here. May only the things he approved when I was being made stay. And the things he did not approve, go. In the name of Jesus. How many verses did I say I was going to do? 5? Verse 4. In him was life. Are you alive right now? In him. Without him, there's no more life. And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. You have light. He is our light, and he made us light. Right? James 1, from verse 17, 18 tells you that, right? Can you put that? We'll come to verse 5 in a moment. James. Jesus actually said, you are light. He is light, and we are light, right? Apostle Light loves this scripture. He quotes it to you all the time, isn't it? Every good and every is not his, but he just loves it. He has taken ownership. Why don't you take ownership of the word of God? Say amen. Every good and every perfect gift is from what? Above. And coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Verse 18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. We're still talking about the same thing. And who's that word of truth? Jesus again. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You are not the bottom feeder. You've been put on top. Seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has not changed his position. He has not changed his talk. He's still saying the same thing. Somebody shout hallelujah. So next time you're having a pity party, he's not there because he's the most high God, not the most low. So come up higher. Come up higher. Get out of Lodiba. We are the children of the Most High God. And God has not made you a mouse. Mouse is mouse. Mouse is not made in the image and likeness of God. You and I are made in his image and likeness. We are like him. I didn't make that up. He said, in my image and likeness. I read in Hebrews 1 to us that what? He's the express image. He has not changed his position. And he's taking us along. Hallelujah. We are like him. He made us like him. He made trees like trees. He made apples like apples. He made other things like themselves. Frogs like frogs. Monkeys like monkeys. But he made you like him. Hallelujah. And if he's the living word, and the living word is in you, how do you operate? How do you operate? By words. But your words are not for gossip. Your words are to speak life and command things into existence. The things that we see are not made of the things which appear. That's why faith is a substance of things we hope for. The evidence of things not yet seen. They are not yet seen, but they shall be seen. It shall be seen. It shall surely come to pass. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis 1. I told you I can never preach without going to Genesis. So I guess I'm a Genesis person. Because everything was perfect from the beginning. God has not stopped saying everything I've told you, the Bible, from Genesis 1 and 2. That's what the whole Bible is about. From chapter 3 to the end of Revelation, he's still trying to bring you back. Many ways of telling you, come home, children. Come, my beloved. Come and fellowship with me. All from that is just bringing you back to give you understanding of who you are. God has not changed his position. Yes. Genesis 1, verse 1. Now listen to what I'm going to say here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Did he say there's a problem? God created the heavens and the earth. We read John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So God used Word to make heaven and earth. Verse 2, Genesis 1, 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. He didn't tell you when he made the waters. God made water. Everything was made by him. We read, that's what we've been talking. Jesus is the ingredient. Made the waters. That's why Jesus says what? I am the living water. You see, it has not changed. He's telling us the same thing many ways so we can get it. Living waters. Here, there is a problem. God saw a problem. You mean God can see problem? There's a problem that he saw? Yes. This is an indication that the devil was already at work here. Anything God made, God says good. At your own time today, read the whole chapter by yourself. The whole chapter 1 of Genesis, when God finished, God said everything was good, right? Everything God made. It tells you the generations of the heavens and the earth, right? And God says, very good. He finished. Here, there is a problem. The earth was without form and void. No form, void, empty, nothing. Zoch. God never make things that don't work. Everything God makes works. Works. Everything God makes, what? Works. And God said, very good. Not only good, but very good. Is formlessness good? Is void. What does void mean? It means nothing is in it. Empty. God doesn't make emptiness. Someone say, well, maybe he does. No, he doesn't. Even when Jesus came, when he fed the people with bread and fishes, what happened? Huh? All the leftovers, how many? 12 baskets. How does 2 become 12 baskets? 2 small pita breads, because that's what they eat in the Middle East. They're small. They don't eat jumbo loaves like we make here, Texas loaves. 2 small pancakes. They are not even fat ones, very flat. Formless, void, darkness. Are those things that describe God? We just say he's light, father of lights. Here there is everything contrary to what God is. So God has a problem. There is a problem. He said it was upon the face of the deep. God made something beautiful and something has come to mess it up. He said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So Holy Spirit just went to work. I'm moving. Just like us. He's moving upon us. Well, I tell you, if there's a problem, you cannot leave it the way it is. Let's go to verse 3. Let's see how God solved his own problem. And God did what? God said, he did not say, hey, look, look, hey, what's all this nonsense formlessness? And all this darkness and all this voidness. And he kept saying that every day. Look at this good job I've done. They've messed it up. Formlessness, voidness, darkness. Is that what God was doing? When he saw it, what did he do? He had to change this situation. This is not how. Remember, he has the preeminence. Jesus is there. What did I say earlier? Jesus, you were there when we were being made. Say, he was there. Nothing was made without him. He was there. So you say, this is not part of the plan. So God saw, this is not what I made. And God said, let there be what? Light. And there was light. He spoke the answer. Darkness, gone. Voidness, gone. Emptiness, gone. Now look at verse 4. I'll read a little. I can't do all of it. You need to read the rest for yourself. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. The light was there all the time. But darkness came and did what? Covered it. Someone said, I don't know whether the light was there all the time. Well, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I think verse 6. Just quickly, please. 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 6. Say, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, somebody shout hallelujah, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God and the face of Jesus Christ. You can't do anything without Jesus. You can't get away with him. Darkness was there, covering the beautiful light God has made. The light of God, Father of lights. And God did what? Back to Genesis 1, verse 3. He's telling you how he did it. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. But he's telling you how he did it. He did not just say, light, please, come, come. He said he did what? Commanded it. You must command what you need. I said what? You must do what? Command. You are made like him. You're not going to function like any other thing God has made. You can only function the way God functions. You are made in his image and likeness. You cannot function any other way. So it's time you let go of all those things and begin to function the way he functions. He functions by commanding. He sees the problem, he speaks the answer with a command. If you don't command, say, he commanded light. Come out from that darkness. Okay, back to Genesis 1, verse 4. It says he did what? Verse 5. So it says he divided, right? The darkness. So when he commanded, darkness stay where you belong, light stay where you belong. And now he's going to use that to do things for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do not leave situations the way they are. You have the power to do something. If you sit there and fold your hands and say, oh, Holy Spirit, I need you. Oh, living water. Hey. Wasn't the Holy Spirit moving on the waters? Did darkness leave? Answer. Did the voidness leave? Did the chaotic situation leave? Holy Spirit is just enjoying himself. And move on the waters. Because that's his job. He's moving on the waters. His job is not to command. The commander has to do what he needs to do. Praise the Lord. So if there is any darkness, any voidness, any chaotic thing, anything that's been spoiled in your life, in your family, the Holy Spirit's already moving on it. He's moving on the waters. Hallelujah. I preached a message many years ago, maybe more than 10 years ago, called Waters of Waters. You need to go get that for yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's already moving. Inside you, there's water. You are 70% made of water. You eat and drink with water. You bathe with water. Before God separated the waters to the heavens and the one in the earth, the Spirit of God has moved on it. So every drop of water, the Spirit of God has moved on all of them. Hallelujah! May you be quickened. That is why God cannot say when he told them in Exodus, I'm not sure if it's 23, you can look for it, but it tells you about, say, I will bless your water and your bread, and I will do what? Remove sickness and disease from you. Why? The Spirit has moved on the waters. But you will not have to say. Somebody say, say. Say and command. Stop keeping your mouth shut. Stop using your mouth for gossip. If your mouth is a gossiping mouth, you're not going to get any result. You like talking about other people's problem. Why don't you tell your problem to move? Say amen. Command them to go. God did everything. So, when you read the whole of, I don't have time to do all that today. Well, I'll do it just up to where the earth is. So let's read a little and I'll stop there. Then you can finish the rest for yourself. Verse 7, Genesis 1, 6. And God said, let there be what? A firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. The waters were there. The face of the deep, it was there. Nothing was happened, but after God command, see what God is doing. What was there that was the problem? Look at all the solutions coming out of it. So problems that show up in your life, they are not only there to be a misery in your life. You can turn it around and begin to mine all the things you need to mine out of it. Let those who have ear hear what the Spirit is saying. And may your spirit be quickened to get that understanding. In the name of Jesus. You can mine it. So if you've been waiting and dealing with something for a long time, remember the Spirit is moving. We don't know how long he moved on that waters. But God had to deal with it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, out of that same, where is all these things coming from? You mean there was a firmament inside that already? Huh? Light was there, but all you were seeing was darkness, void. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And it tells you, when the firmament, he wants to create space. Verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament of the waters, which were above the firmament, and it was what? So, verse 8. And God called the firmament what? Heaven. So we have waters in the heavens. Remember, everything was in the earth. Hello? Hello? There was no problem in heaven. Only earth had this problem. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And then it tells you the earth. It didn't say the heavens, the earth. The earth. And this is where problem is. The earth is not in heaven. And God called the firmament what? Heaven. The waters that went up. You stay up there. That's why it rains. That's why it snows. Where is it coming from? It was first here in the earth. And God divided it. Shh. Hallelujah. And the evening and the morning were what? Second day. So first day was what? Light. Second day. I said I'll just do a little bit. So I don't know if I want to read up to the earth. I wanted to go up to the earth. Let's read up to the earth, because we started with the earth was without form and void. Right? And God said, let the waters and under the heaven be gathered together unto the one place. And let the dry land, what? Appear. And it was so. Huh? Next. And God called the dry land, what? Earth. And the gathering together of waters called what? Seas. And God saw that it was good. So, seas. You remember one time, all the seas were one. We didn't have something called Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, Black Sea, and all those many names we have given. They were all together. Earth and water were all together. And after, even when God called these things, you know, it's called a Gondwanan land. That's what it was called at that time. So if you did geography, you do geography in school? Or you ate hamburger with your geography already? So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God separated it. So God separated it. Right? And God saw that it was good. This was God doing amazing things. All I want you to focus on now is to look. From nothing, void, no form, darkness. And after I command the light, see what light is pulling out. He didn't make anything new. He was fixing what was there, what was hidden. Anything that darkness has hidden from you, emptiness and voidness has hidden from your life and your family, things that belong to you, I say, let there be light. And you begin to speak great things over yourself and your family, the things you need to do. There are things you have to command, separate yourself from me. Say, darkness, separate yourself from me. Let there be light. Let there be goodness of God. Say amen. Verse 11. I'll do up to the earth, I said. Verse 11. And God said, remember the waters moved, and then he said, inside that water was the land. It says, remember, the face of the deep. So inside that deep, this earth was there. So God is now commanding. Come out. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. You mean, but we read it, say void. Did you read that? Said the earth was without what? Void. No form. No form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Where did grass come from? Not only light came, there was firmament. Now there's grass. And God said, let the earth bring forth what? Grass. The herb yielding seed. The fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Did God make a new earth there? It's still the same earth. Now, a new earth is coming and a new heaven is coming. But that was not yet the time. So what he has made, based on God's timing, nothing, no devil, no darkness is going to change it. Nothing controls God. God is the boss. Is the big boss. And he's in charge. And you are little bosses that he has put in charge over what he has made. Say amen. Yeah, it's made. We sang it today. He's made the earth his what? Footstool. If you read that Hebrews 1, you will see it there too. It's made his, made the earth what? His footstool. There's a reason he made the earth his footstool, because earth had a problem. So God has to stay in place and do only what I tell you to. Hallelujah. So you can't go contrary. Nothing from now on can hide the things. The grass was there all along. The trees were there all along. The seeds were there all along. But it says nothing. Which story has the devil been telling you? Nothing. Nothing good is going to come out of your life. Nothing good is going to come out of your children's life. Nothing good is going to come out of your business. Nothing good is going to come out of your health. Nothing good is going to, all the blah, 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 all the rubbish. You tell it to shut up and you say, my children are great. They are mighty. They are doing great exploits. They are wonderful. Anytime somebody say, how are your children doing? Just say, they're great. You know, if you tell people that, sometimes they get mad. Because they size you up, they think you are something. But you must know who you are. Say amen. Know who you are. Don't look at the voidness and the darkness and the something, blah, 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 or the three things we read in Genesis there that the devil showed up. What are the three things again? Shout it back to me. Know what? Say it loud. You see that? Those are still the same thing he's still attacking you with. Attacking the earth with. But you are going to say, let there be light. So from now on, every day you say, let there be light. Let there be light in the Ephesinos family. Why don't you call your own family? Let there be light. Let there be light in glory and peace. Say amen. Call the name of your business. Let there be light. And begin to command the things you need. You are made in his image and likeness and on. So it is. And God began to speak all the things. For 6 days he did that. And then he made us in his image and likeness. So we will be the one in charge, taking care of what he has made for us. It was always there. And inside that same earth, he made your body. From nothing. You mean nothing is moving up and down? Can you wave and say hallelujah? But this is what the devil said. He said nothing. But God said, I'll show you what nothing is. I got a lot of my people. My kids are going to be in every nation. Cover the whole earth. And that's why he blessed Abraham. What did he do with Abraham? He called his name. I won't read all of that. So you read chapter 12 and chapter 17. You will see Abraham, the journey, how God called him. Huh? His name is Abraham, exalted father. Abraham, exalted father. Just like the waters moving. Right? He's exalted father, but nothing. May you not be exalted with nothing. But in 17, chapter 17, can you put 17 up for me, Genesis 17? Chapter 12 is where God called him, 1 to 3, he called him, verse 1 to 3. But 17, here's God now, trying to change Abraham's situation. God has spoken. God spoke to him at 75 years old, and now how old is he? 99 years old. How many years is that? 24 years. What year is this? Year 24. 24 years later, and Abraham, still called exalted father, was 90 years old and nine. And the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. God has not changed his standard. Remember I told you he has not changed his standard. He's still saying the same thing. Verse 2. I think I'll read up to verse 5. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Verse 3. And Abram fell on his face. God talked with him, saying, you must learn to reverence and honor God. Some of you, you deal with God as if he's your mate. Your coffee-drinking buddies. God loves us, but he's not your coffee-drinking buddy. He is God Almighty. Amen. He's called Father Abraham. So how did Father Abraham deal with God? Learn how to respect God that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you are before God and his presence shows up, some of you use... You go as if you are sitting in your living room. I actually see some of you come to church, you sit like this. coffee. You can drink water if your throat is dry. It's just going like we want you to relax and be happy, but still remember in whose presence you are in. Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are not in your living room. When you're dealing with God, what did he do? See, there's somebody who means business now. There's enough monkeys jumping in his system, and he wants them gone. Verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of what? Many nations. Did I skip any verse just now? I don't think I did. Verse 5. Neither shall thy name anymore be what? Called what? Abraham, exalted father, but thy name shall be called what? Abraham, father of multitudes. Hallelujah. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Father of many nations. Father of many nations. Why father of many nations? We know Abraham is father of Isaac, Jacob, right? And that's Israel. Jacob became Israel. But God said many nations. Why many nations? Because Jesus, the one that is speaking to him, knows what is coming. Remember when Jesus was around, he told them, before Abraham, I was. Abraham didn't get the revelation, but even the people he was talking to, they did not get it. But when he went to the cross and he died, he said he died, that the blessing of Abraham would come upon us. Amen. So here God making a covenant with Abraham, saying it. God spoke. Anytime God says what he says will surely come to pass. So when Jesus died, Jesus wasn't dying for one nation. He was dying for all nations. And he said, Abraham, you are the father of all nations. That's why in Ephesians 3, it says, by whom the whole family on earth is named and blessed. Out of Abraham shall the nations be blessed. Say amen. Say amen. Say, Lord, bless my family. Bless my family. Let me do up to verse 7 and we'll get out of here. And I'm going to wrap up. And I'll make thee exceedingly what? Fruitful. And I'll make nations of thee. And kings shall come out of thee. Multitudes. Why did he change his name? That's what I want to get out. From exalted father to, that's a pretty good name. Honorable father. They see him with his nice beard. Oh, you're so cute, papa. You know? You're so beautiful, handsome papa. Loving papa. But loving papa wants to have his own seed coming out of his loins. Say amen. God has promised him. God has promised in Genesis 12, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. I'll cause nations to come out of you and you are going to be great. He doesn't have a seed. 24 years of waiting. Worshipping the Lord. He didn't see the seed yet. He bowed down to the earth and worshiped God. When you have not seen result, can you still worship God? May we worship God. In spirit and truth, and the result will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, I'll make you fruitful. I said, I'll read up to 7, verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Hallelujah. To be a God unto thee. So one of the seeds of Abraham, like Moses, what did God use him to do? He made him a God to Pharaoh. When he spoke, it was like God speaking. When you speak, let it be as if God is the one speaking. God spoke this, and it has come to pass. There was no Isaac, but God said, forever, generations, everlasting. May the things we heard this morning, may they be everlasting for us. May it happen in our generations. So God had to change Abraham's name. Why? Because people can begin to call him. When Mama Sarah calls him Abraham, I know the Bible says he calls him my Lord, Abraham is saying father of multitudes. Father of multitudes. Father of multitudes. Father of multitudes. When his friends call him, when he goes to war with the kings, father of multitude is coming. 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 So in his loins, there were multitudes. The reality did not show it, but it was there. And God blessed all his seed. Do you know you are blessed? You are the seed of Abraham. Say, Abraham gave tithe and all his seed in his loins. Hebrews 7, they gave tithe. He gave tithe. The loins were all blessed. Those multitudes were not yet, but they show up. And multitudes are still coming. Multitudes here on earth and in heaven. The distributor of wealth in heaven is Father Abraham. Somebody shout hallelujah. Begin to call and command. Faith speaks. Faith hears and faith speaks. And command. We are not beggars. Stop begging. Can you imagine me seeing my own child begging? Not only are you embarrassed, it's like, where do you come from? Who gave birth to you? That's me as a natural parent. You don't beg. You ask God. God didn't tell you to beg him. Say, ask. Ask God anything you want. And it shall come to pass. But don't ask God to be doing evil. He will not do it for you. All right, rise with me. Praise the Lord. Were you blessed this morning? Are you going to command things? Or you're going to keep on whining? We don't have whiners here. We have great people here. We have champions. We have people who get results. We have faith people. We have people made in the image and likeness of God who get answers speedily. God comes true. He comes true. From now on, we are not afraid of anything that the devil shows. We just speak the answer. Speak the solution. We take it as here's an opportunity. Inside that empty void, there is grass, there is tree, there is mango, there's orange, there's peaches, there's fishes, there's chicken. All of that was inside there. There's whales, there's eagles, all in that. It says nothing, but it was a lie. That's why it's called the father of lies. No more lies. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your holy word. You've stirred up our spirit. What you've spoken to us, may we run with it. May we use it. May we be active people in the kingdom of God. May we be the children that you have made us to be. Jesus is with us. We can never fail. We can never fail. We can never lose. We can never be defeated. We have been made more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Victory is ours. Success is ours. Goodness is ours. Light is ours. In the name of Jesus, there is no voidness here. Glory and peace, you are full. Multitudes are here. Multitudes are here. Multitudes are here. Multitudes are here. Great people are here. Great people are here. Plenty of doctors, plenty of lawyers, multitudes of businessmen and businesswomen, multitudes of nurses and doctors, multitudes of lab technicians, multitudes of scientists, multitudes of IT people, multitudes of men and women, boys and girls, athletes are here. Every walk of life, there are multitudes. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is functioning in this house and functioning in all our lives, functioning in our homes. As it is in heaven, so it is in earth. In the name of Jesus, anything that opposes what is in heaven that's supposed to be in earth for us is eradicated. Darkness be separated from us. Let there be light in every aspect of our lives. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Resurrection power is working in our lives. Solutions and answers are ours. We did inventions are ours. We have more than enough. In the name of Jesus, bring forth the best to us. In Jesus' mighty name, and the earth shall give us her increase and her best. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. All right, it's time to give, and we'll do communion quickly. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's continue to honor the Lord. Yeah, I want to say congratulations to Sister Rosemary. Just wave to the people. Well, her daughter became what? A judge. Praise the Lord. And working for the government in charge of a department. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, she sent a text to me and she said, all the prayers that you're praying is working. Of course, only champions are raised in this house. There is no distance in the spirit. Praise the Lord. She's now part of the government staff of Uganda. Judge. Somebody say me too. Well, I've told you your children are going to be great. They are great. We don't speak wasteful words here. They go to work. Scholarships. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her beautiful younger daughter. It's Mira, right? Mira too has got a scholarship too. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We say from glory to glory. Well, Mira serves here. She's very busy. But she serves, helps in children's ministry. She's a baby herself, but she serves. Praise the Lord. And some people have been coming forever. They're still warming seats. Seat warmers in a church are just useless. May you become useful. Nobody needs to warm any seat here. There's enough fire. Praise the Lord. Yes. Do something about somebody else's life. God bless us. Have we all given so and all communions are served? Praise the Lord. Hey, were you playing when I was preaching? I didn't hear one sound. Oh, anytime, come next time if I'm preaching. If you are, I don't like loud like Apostle. You just do mine a little bit more quiet. Yes, so, but we enjoy that because the Holy Spirit moves, right? Remember when the minstrel played, when King David played, evil spirit left King Saul. So he's doing a mighty work on that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me open mine. Well, we'll do We'll do communion and then I'll say bye to the people. So all right, here's the bread of life. Jesus paid a price for us, so your body is no longer, he took a broken body so ours will be whole. So say wholeness, I receive wholeness. Take and eat. Shed his blood for us. It's a covenant blood. It's a cup of blessing. His blood speak better things. His blood says, let the poor say, I'm rich. Can you say, I'm rich? Let the weak say, I'm strong. Can you say, I'm strong? What else did he say we should say? The Bible said there's no feeble among them. So in your family, no feeble person. If sickness is always visiting your family, say from now on, we shut that door. Healthy, healthy life only in my household. Somebody say we are healthy. Somebody say we are wealthy. We are blessed and highly favored. Take and drink. We receive all the blessings that come with this communion. Thank you for blessing our lives with your word, with your blood, with your water, and with your name and giving us your authority. We are going to have a wonderful time in the Lord all week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we'll say blessings to those who are watching on YouTube and online. Please give your giving. Apostle did say that he still needs more money for the mission. He just went, but we have to replenish. So please do give your best. And he'll be home. So on Wednesday, he'll be teaching Bible study.